In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Please be seated. So as you look around in the pews here this morning, you will notice that there are, well, missing people. People are not here, and of course, part of that is attributable to the 4th of July weekend, which there's not much we can do about that, enjoying God's creation elsewhere. But actually, the real reason, and perhaps the most important reason, that many folks who are usually here and are not here is because St. Michael's this morning is living out its mission: we share the light of Christ by loving and serving our neighbors. And this morning, a group of St. Michaelers are doing just that. Just exactly what the Gospel says we should do this morning. Just exactly what the opening collect says about loving and serving God and the world. We, and I do mean we, are serving the meal at Crossroads of Detroit, the Sunday lunch. At the Social Service Agency that was founded in 1971 by the Reverend James McLaren, which I know some of you remember, Father McLaren, and I understand with some upheaval, shall we say, he resigned here as rector in order to put his full-time efforts into starting Crossroads. That's how fervently he thought about that. And their mission, which maybe I think words from Father McLaren himself, was love and then go where love demands. Love and then go where love demands. Boy, that's a pretty good one-sentence mission statement, I think, when you get right to it. Crossroads provides emergency assistance, advocacy, and counseling, according to its website. And it does a couple of things, it does a couple of things really well. One is to provide transportation assistance, bus tickets and vouchers, and means by which people who are entering employment or need to get around can do so. And the other is ID assistance, identification assistance. Now, you might not think that is such a need, but imagine if you did not have a photo ID, what you could not do, where you could not go, what you could not open. A photo ID is just absolutely vital. And in particular, if your past is challenged in many ways, that finding a birth certificate is difficult, then you are missing the very first ingredient in getting a photo ID. So they provide that kind of research. I guess they got a couple of wizards there who know how to dig around in the files and the archives and the records and call up town clerks and whatnot and get birth certificates. In 2022, they provided 1,325 birth certificates. That is, they made it possible to obtain them in order for those people to get IDs. And as the Gospel reminds us this morning about providing even a cold cup of water to those in need, in 2021, they provided food and meals. They either were given or purchased or somehow acquired 95 tons of food, enough to serve 390,000 meals. That's pretty amazing. I mean, it operates out of a building, maybe, what, two stories the size of this church or something? It's not exactly a huge place. It's just down from the Ford on West Grand Boulevard. Wonderfully designed building. Geothermal heating and cooling. Ah, music to my ears. And all kinds of other things. But there they are, cranking out those meals. Their Sunday soup kitchen is the only free community meal in the city on Sunday. St. Michael's has provided this first Sunday of July meal for some time, our gather. It's our date to be downtown, as it were. And this year's effort is the first without any COVID-19 restrictions, which dogged us for a while. And I am proud and pleased to say that St. Michael's is going all out for Our resident chef, Stuart Graham, Sally's son, has organized a 4th of July meal. Meatloaf, gravy, collard greens, and watermelon. Now I've locked the door so you cannot stampede out to get this meal. It makes me hungry thinking about it. I mean, meatloaf, gravy, collard greens, and watermelon for 450 meals is what the estimate is. Do you know how much hamburger you need for 450 servings of meatloaf? In case Martha Stewart hasn't figured it out for you, do you know? 170 pounds. Yeah. I know this because Elaine and David Backhurst and I helped Stewart pick up and deliver all the ingredients on Friday. 4 40-pound cases of hamburger plus a couple of tubes for extra measure. The doctor said it was okay. Their shock absorbers were worn out anyway. So as they bounced up and down the back of their on the pilot. So I was down there on Tuesday with the vacation Bible school luncheon, which went really, really well. Sandwiches, wraps in that case. And I spoke with a mom and her children who were there Tuesday, and I saw them Friday afternoon when we dropped off food. And she looked right up and recognized me and said, gee, it's great to see you again. And then she said, I hear your church is coming back on Sunday to provide a really delicious meal. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, we are. And she said, that's great, because my other children will be able to join me on Sunday, and we are looking forward to this so much. Thank you for doing this. So I share all this morning because in the midst of difficulty, and there's so much of what we hear and experience that is negative, to say the least, and another exciting week for the Supreme Court, you know, it's getting to be, you kind of wait for the end of June to see what's going to happen, and all the other problems and challenges and upheavals that we have, to say the least, that is not encouraging. But we often wonder where God is in all that is wrong and corrupt and tragic. And this morning, St. Michael's is doing something very good for people who need to have good things in their lives, because their lives are challenged and difficult beyond what any of us usually ever experience. Dorothy Day wrote in The Catholic Worker, this is June of 1946, some things just keep, you know, you have to keep working at them, this is one of them. She wrote this: where will we find the little ones who Jesus says we should welcome? We may have to extend our search, going to places and people outside our comfort zone. If we do that, we can, to a certain extent, change the world. We can work for an oasis of calm, the little place of joy and peace in a hairy world, so that we give hope and comfort to those who don't have much of either. We can throw our pebble in the pond and be confident that its ever-widening circle will reach around the world. There is nothing that we can do but love. And dear God, please enlarge our hearts to love each other, to love our neighbor, to love our enemy as well as ourselves. This morning, we're reaching outside our comfort zone, and we are helping make people's lives better and happy for a few moments, and giving them not only a cup of cold water, but a meal, a true meal. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me and the one who sent me. And whoever gives even something so small as a cup of water, truly their reward will be great in heaven. In the name of God, Creator,